Okay, so it's Thursday the 16th of June 2011, and woke up this morning around 6:15 and left at around 7:30. Didn't take too long to get into work. Went over the A3 past Guildford, and then I heard it was getting quite busy along Ripley bypass, so I went through Ripley. Didn't take too long to get through there, and it's actually quite a nice drive, so that was alright. But the weather this morning's been pretty rough. Wind, rain, and all sorts of stuff on and off throughout the day. Did the inspection of the track, all was good. Did the briefing, had a couple of big events on this morning. So I went to do a safety briefing for BP this morning around 9:30, but they were running really late. And then it got to a point where actually I had to get Lee to do the briefing because I had an SLS hour to do. The SLS hour went really well. It was four people that were going to be spread across the day. And I had the guy called Stuart who was organising it, lovely bloke, and he was really, really good in the SLS and just found it a privilege to drive it. After that, from 11 till 12, I went from the SLS, from one end of the spectrum to the other, with a kids drive. And this was two kids from Perth, Australia, who were coming over to do a trip to see some relatives. They'd never been to the UK before, but they're actually having a trip round England, Wales, Scotland and Ireland, and this was a trip. They're staying around this area for a couple of days, so they thought I'd have a drive. Really nice kids called Tom and what was the other girl's name called? It's gone pretty much now, and might come back to me in a minute, but they were really good and got on well and developed their skills nice, so that was all good. After that, had a bit of lunch and then started doing some various admin bits and pieces. Whilst I was doing that, out the window they've been doing a lot of Silver Arrows filming again, so the guys have been in the suits pretty much all day, which must be knackering, trying to get the right tracking shots and things like that. But I hear that the outcome's going to be really good on the footage. So that was all good. And then after that, I've been preparing a lot for Barnsley. So I've made my Barnsley box up. And we've got Nesha and Steve Robinson and Ashley going up there. Two MLs and a B-class with Adam Tarrant and Jenny Sherwood as the hosts. And they'll be driving up there tomorrow and staying at Tanksley Manor, where I stayed last year, having a great time up there, and then the main event on the Saturday. And it's just a family fun day, so it won't be too hard for them, but should be good fun nonetheless. Quite a lot of preparation went into that, speaking with Jody and things like that, and also getting the info pack together ready for the Double 12. Just need to print off a lot of stuff tomorrow to get it in the packs and get all that sealed up, but throughout the day it's been organising cars, getting all the sheets signed and getting all the cones in, and just lots of stuff that takes up a lot of time but has to be done. Once that done, I spent the last bit of the day signing the radios, got those in, and also got my Silver Arrows gear together because it's been used by other people, so I wanted to get that nice and fresh for the Double 12 weekend. So that, I took that back home, and as I drove home, went from blazing sunshine to the biggest black clouds you've ever seen, and wind and rain as I went through there and then come out the other side. And that's what it's been like all day, really. Just before I came home, just to jump out one back, and I was walking out with my Silver Arrows gear, and I walked past the film crew who were still doing stuff with the Silver Arrows, but not the actual drivers, but some people dressed as the Silver Arrows, and they were doing this viral campaign with them. Two of the Silver Arrows riding a bicycle. Bizarre, very strange but true, and I'll stick a picture of that up in a minute. It's very strange. This evening, just chilled out, watched a bit of The Apprentice and things like that, and just wrapping up to go to bed now, really. So that's it for me. I'll leave you with that picture. Until next time, goodbye now.